with the first item of business being that of introducing our very special guests, those who are elected officials who we realize are the ones that service the needs of Buckhead in particular, as well as other parts of Atlanta, and for that matter, the environs beyond that. If each of you, when identified, will stand and remain standing until all of them have been introduced, I'll appreciate it, and hold your applause until that time, please. Starting with David Allman, who's chairman of our Buckhead Community Improvement District, Nabil Hammond, chairman of the Neighborhood Planning Unit, E. Zach Goba, chairman of the Neighborhood Planning Unit, C. Atlanta School Board members, Leslie Grant, Byron Amos, Matt Westmoreland, Stephen Lee, Cynthia Brown at large, Jason Esteve at large, and Courtney English, chairman. The city council members, Yolanda Adrian, Keisha Bottoms, Kwanzaa Hall, C.T. Martin, Felicia Moore, Joyce Shepherd, Howard Shook, Carla Smith, Alex Wan, Cleta Winslow, Mary Norwood at large, Andre Dickens at large, and Cecil Mitchell, president. The mayor, I don't see him right now, but he's coming and said he'd be late. Ted Jackson, sheriff of Fulton County. Fulton County commissioners, Marvin Arrington Jr., Emma Darnell, Bob Ellis, Joan Garner, Liz Hausman, Lee Morris, and John Eaves, the chairman. That's the entire county commission. And member of the Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, Chairman Roby Ash. From the Georgia Department of Transportation, 5th District, elected member Stacy Key. And from the Georgia House of Representatives, House member Beth Beskin, and Senate member Vincent Ford. Will you please join me in applauding their services? As one who has been there and knows the amount of effort they put forth in elected office and the minimal pay that they receive for the services, I doubly thank them and compliment them for the benefits we receive as their constituents. Also, at this time, we'd like to introduce those foreign consuls, the international consuls who either have an office or a home in Buckhead, so that we can thank them for their service. And Linda Molzinski Compton of our Buckhead Coalition staff will identify them now and ask them to stand.
Juan Rafael Acros, Consul General of Ecuador. Louis de Corre, Consul General of France. Mona Sunshine, Honorary Consul of Turkey. Shane Stevens, Consul General of Ireland. Yorios Panayotidis, Consul General of Greece. Raul Donato, Honorary Consul General of the Philippines. And Ferdinand Seyfried, Honorary Consul of Austria.
Thank you for your service. Next, we want to invite to the podium our chairman of the nominating committee for the Buckhead Coalition, Dave Stockett. This will be just for the members present, please. If you see somebody voting who doesn't have a big white badge, you know, they're trying to stuff the ballot. Yeah, we've heard a lot about this on the news, but at this time, Dave Stockett, who we trust entirely with the nominating committee, will announce the nominations for the upcoming terms.
We have no voting irregularities because we have no voting.
Not sure. There's been a vote for everything. I can attest to that.
Nominating committee consisting of Niles Bolton, Jim Edenfield, Dave Fitzgerald, Sam Friedman, Charlie Loudermilk, Jim Miller, Sonny Morris, Earl Schell, Alana Shepard, and myself as chairman, plus ex officios Jeff Sprecher and Sam Essel, wishes to offer the following names in nomination for the executive committee, serving 3-year terms: Sam Candler, David Lanier, Addie Mathis, Patrick Warren, and Samuel Wing. For secretary treasurer, serving a 2-year term, Brand Morgan. For vice presidents, serving 2-year terms, Joe Evans and Bill Harrison. For president, serving a 2-year term, wink, wink, Sam Essel. And for chairman, serving a 2-year term, Juanita Barranco. Congratulations.
Thank you. They weren't elected yet. There's a nomination on the floor. Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Those no, the opposed say no. Hearing none, all of nominations will pass by acclamation. And it seems like it got the vote and applause already. So we'll move forward, and I'll be with you for another couple of years. Next, it's a real honor, although we passed the one and the leadership from one chairman to another, we're delighted to have Ms. Barranco be our chair for the next 2 years. But for the last two, we've had our best chair ever. And, you know, I've had 14 of them now to work with, and everyone has been the best one ever. It just happens that way, and it's a wonderful arrangement and partnership. Jeff Sprecher, having served for the last 2 years, will retire now, and now that he learns how to do it, he's going to the Chamber of Commerce to be chairman there. But he's in his real life chairman and CEO of the Intercontinental Exchange and chairman of the New York Stock Exchange and other worldwide arrangements. And I have to tell you that the AJC, back in 2013 when he first acquired the New York Stock Exchange, ran a quote of his which really competes with the Bill Hartsfield's Atlanta's Too Busy to Hate, which is a wonderful slogan. And Jeff Sprecher's was, "I find Atlanta a great place to run a global business." What a wonderful quote from the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. Jeff, I want to present you with a buck sculpture in your honor to thank you for your service these 2 years.
Thank you.
You were supposed to be handed a mic, weren't you? Oh, there he is.
He's tweeting somebody. Let me just say it's been a privilege to work with the mayor here on so many things. And when I walked in here and look around, this group is the civic contributors to our city. And I was thinking about what to say to you today, and I woke up this morning and read an article that said it's going to be a very boring Super Bowl, because Atlanta is not a sports town. And I know a little bit about that because I'm married to Kelly Loeffler, who spent a small fortune on women's sports in this town. And I'm minded that our town is using this new stadium and our Atlanta Falcons to be the anchor tenant on a complete redevelopment and uplifting of the poorest segment of our population. And all of you, in some way, in shape, or form, are going to be asked and have probably already found a way to contribute to the effort to help the West Side. So it is a testament to Sam that once a year we all get together to come hear what he has to say and to support the work that he does here in Buckhead. We may not have the best foam fingers, but we have the most civic pride when we go to win the Super Bowl this weekend. So anyway, or next weekend. Thank you very much.
We will now move forward with what you came to hear, see, and observe and digest. And I'll ask the eight candidates, if they will, to move forward and take their seats on the stage, because this is the conversation with the mayoralty candidates program that all of you know was the purpose of our meeting today and the reason we changed the format to a barbecue-type shindig rather than the normal filet mignon. I'm sorry if we disappointed you, but for 28 years we've done it the other way. This time we wanted to make sure you knew this was strictly political, and they each have assigned seats. I will explain that they've been given the two questions that they will be asked by our moderators, Ricky Bevington from the Georgia Public Broadcasting and Dennis O'Hare from Atlanta Public Broadcasting, who will make sure that they stay on subject and stay on time. The two questions they've been told that they will be asked, one, what will you do better for Atlanta than your seven opponents? And by that we mean, you know, to pick the number one issue that we think our city faces, and how will you handle it? And we want to know, because that will be a deciding factor in many cases as to who we support. The individuals here, and the different organizations, and the Buckhead Coalition itself. The second question, and each of these has to be answered within 1 minute of time, is what makes it more likely that you will be the one elected? And by that we mean to do the numbers, that it's going to take about 40,000 votes to win your contest. What block do you start with? What 10,000 or 5,000 or 18,000 or whatever you're building that 40,000 base on? This will give us some idea that you're electable and that difference to, in my opinion, to a lot of the investors is if in fact, regardless of how good you are, if you can't get elected, we'll have to wait to 4 years from now. So with that ado, we'll start in alphabetical order with our first candidate, Peter Amann, who will pass the torch. We've asked him to stay seated. And we appreciate that cooperation. We think it'll be more orderly, and we'll finish on time. So, Peter, if you could answer the first question. Thank you.
Mayor, is this on? Hello? It's on. You can hear me? It's not on.
Is this on?
Test one, two.
All right. Now this one's on. Yeah, this is the joy of being first. Mayor Mussell and the Buckhead Coalition, thank you so much. My name is Peter Amann, and I want to be your next mayor. I have more experience in running large organizations, in listening to people, in working inside and outside of city government, and in running the city government of Atlanta than anyone else on this stage. I have the insight in how the private sector creates jobs and how the private sector can work with the public sector and partner to lift communities up. I have a demonstrated track record of results that has been proven time and time again. I have the integrity to lead the city of Atlanta for all Atlantans because I'm not a politician, unlike many of the others on this stage. All of these things together combine to make me more effective at doing what I believe Atlanta needs, which is to have a safer city, a city with a better transportation network, and a mayor and a city that does everything it can to educate our children.
That's the 1 minute.
Thank you.
Next question is Keisha Bottoms will handle that same question.
Thank you. I will be a better mayor than my opponents because my life really epitomizes both the opportunities and challenges found throughout our city. When I was 8, I came home from school to find dozens of officers in our home leading my father, a well-known entertainer, away in handcuffs. He went away to prison, and for many years I watched my mother struggle to make ends meet. But that life-changing experience propelled me to go to law school and to offer myself for public service. And so it's that dichotomy that makes me just as comfortable in the kitchen with a grandmother in Vine City as I am when I am in a boardroom next to you working through your issues. Our next mayor has to have executive experience to lead, the legislative experience to work alongside council, and the fortitude to run towards the fire and not away when things get tough. I best my opponents in every category, and that is why I will do a better job as mayor.
Vincent Fort is next. Thank you, sir.
One of the things that I've done over the last year in Southwest Atlanta, Midtown, now in Buckhead, and what I will continue to do is tell the people of Atlanta the truth. I have been saying that Atlanta has lost its way. Atlanta City Hall has lost its way, not the people. Atlanta City Hall has lost its way, and there are people there who are more interested in serving their own interests than the people's interests. That assertion was confirmed last week by Barack Obama's outgoing U.S. attorney. It's confirmed what I believe, is that there are people at City Hall who are more concerned with enriching themselves and helping neighborhoods. My opponents have all been at City Hall during this time in one capacity or the other. If you want business as usual, if you want people who either knew what was going on or should have known what's going on,
you
need
Senator.
To support them.
Kwanzaa Hall is next.
Thank you. I'm going to be everybody's mayor. Atlanta's not asking for a black mayor, a white mayor, a gay mayor, or a straight mayor. Atlanta wants a great mayor. And I'm the only one with a proven track record for bringing neighborhoods forward, neighborhoods that have been left behind. I'm going to create a neighborhood renaissance. This will be a new era for our city. We'll use a transit-oriented development with the S concept based on MARTA and the T-SPLOS to roll out the best program management program that can get our transportation system working. In addition to that, we'll have a neighborhood-centered police program, and at the end of the day, we'll use our models of Old Fourth Ward, Midtown, Downtown, all the great neighborhoods that we love to build out our city in the way that it should be built out.
Cecil Mitchell is next.
Thank you for having me. As mayor, I'm going to unlock the exponential power of the position, and that is to collaborate and work together and play well in the sandbox. We've got a lot of tough issues to face. When it's time to address education, I'm going to call Maria Karstarfin and the school board and say, we're going to give you these D's, and let's then create a consolidated economic education plan. I'm not going to lead alone. And I'm certainly going to bring an entrepreneurial spirit to the role, because when I see something, I do something. Here in Atlanta, we have three transit systems. We've got the Beltline that's going to come online. We've got the streetcar, and we've got MARTA. When I'm mayor, I'm going to go to Keith Parker, and I'm going to say, listen, let's come together, and let's consolidate our transit plan, and then we're going to hand over transit to MARTA, because we're not a transit agency. I'm going to call on all of you in this room, given your various skills, because we're going to make a difference together day one.
Thank you.
And Mary Norwood is next.
Good afternoon. I will bring total transparency to our city government. It is time for us to be completely, openly accountable to our citizens. I will have a forensic audit of all funds. I will do a top-to-bottom analysis of the budget, and I will overhaul the bidding process, which desperately needs it. I will put all expenses online, including checks. It's our money. We all ought to know how it's spent. The two issues Mr. Marcel asked me to address, traffic. With traffic, in addition to the technology issues and the traffic signalization, we need a subway from the western part of the region into the Lindbergh MARTA Center. That's where we need to be able to get people up and down our MARTA spine into Buckhead and into all other places in the region. I will with crime. We not only need to take care of our police, which I have worked on, but we need a new section in the juvenile code to rewrite that and put in a repeat offender provision. I will get crime handled.
Thank you. Michael Sterling is next.
Thank you, Mayor Marcel. Thank you, Buckhead Coalition. I think that I want to try to stick to the specific question that was asked. I think I'm going to be better in public safety, candidly. I'm the only person sitting on this stage who has any experience in law enforcement. The only person who's investigated, indicted, and prosecuted crime, prosecuted corruption, who's worked with FBI, Secret Service, Diplomatic Security Service agents, Secret Service agents to tackle and fight crime. And I think in a city that is as important internationally as Atlanta is, and I think in the challenges that we face in today's time, it's going to be extremely beneficial for Atlanta to have a mayor who has this unique experience in law enforcement, who understands what the challenges are, who understands that crime is not a nuanced issue where you can have a half-baked political solution. I'm sorry, crime is a nuanced issue where there can be no half-baked political solution. You've got to actually tackle it, tackle the root causes of it, and go after it vigorously, and I think I'll be the best person at public safety on this stage.
Thank you. Next is Kathy Woolard.
Thank you very much. As mayor, I think that I'll be the best candidate because I'll bring people to get together to get things done. It's not the job of the mayor to have all of the ideas. It's the job of the mayor to bring people together, to understand what the vision is for the city, to block and tackle and build the partnerships that get us there. When I was on the Atlanta City Council, I realized that transportation was our biggest problem, and that was quite some time ago. And so I recognized when I saw Ryan Gravel's Beltline thesis that that's the way we would orient transit-oriented development and build density in our communities. Fast forward today, we managed to get $23 million through the regional transportation allocation and to understand the modeling, the financial modeling to use the TAD to pay for the Beltline. I also understood our city's history as the birthplace of the civil rights movement, and 15 years ago passed the only comprehensive civil rights bill in the state of Georgia. And as you all know, as business people, that's held us in good stead in terms of attracting businesses, conventions, sports events, and people to live here.
Thank you.
Thank you. That takes 1 minute. If you'll hand that mic now to Peter Mann, we'll go to the second question, which is seriously, convince us that you can get elected. Where are you going to get the numbers? Where are you going to find 40,000 people that believe you're the best one for the job?
I will win this election because I will make it crystal clear throughout the campaign that I am the only candidate with the leadership, the experience, the bias for results that can lead this city. Who do you trust to lead Atlanta? Who do you trust to spend the $14 billion which have just been approved for transportation and for the airport?
Tell us about a block vote. Tell us about a group of people.
Yes, I will get to that. As COO, I helped hire more police officers than ever before in the city of Atlanta. Others on this stage during this time and before made bad judgments like expanding the pension costs and issuing no-bid contracts from their council accounts, including one to his brother. I'm referring, of course, to Mary Norwood and Caesar Mitchell. I helped our former mayor fix the budget, but when Ms. Norwood last ran for mayor, even the media said her proposals would bust the budget. And Mr. Mitchell, he has repeatedly violated the ethics code of the city of Atlanta and is under investigation as we speak right now.
None of this is on subject, and I'm sorry that you couldn't tell us what votes you were gonna muster. And I hope the other seven will. Tell us.
I come from a world of proprietary strategy, so that's part of it.
I know exactly what you're doing. And and I think the audience is very interested to see who can actually get elected, and to do so, you need a block of votes to start with. Keisha.
Thank you. When I ran for city council, I ran against eight other people, and I won that race without a runoff because I worked hard and I didn't take a single vote for granted. And so as I enter this campaign, I stand on the shoulders of that district that I represent, one of the strongest voting districts in this city. And when I campaign, I will share that as a member of council, I have a proven track record. I've worked alongside the council and mayor to lead on issues like pension reform, increasing our police force, expanding economic development. I led on the sale of Turner Field, which has transformed or will transform an underserved community. So rather than bearing the cost of an empty stadium, you will now see a $300 million redevelopment take place.
What was your vote count in the last election?
It was over, the last election, I'm sorry, when I ran against eight, I had 53%. Last time I had 79%. There are 40,000 people in my district.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to get to, is an actual number that all of you can stand on. Thank you.
And I poll very high in my district. Thank you.
Every 2 years, I accumulate about 22,000 to 25,000 votes. And I do that because I do something that's very important. I'm willing to tell the truth about what's going on in this city and in my district. That's why I'm very concerned that there's an elephant in the room that City Hall doesn't want to talk about. That is gangs. You need to understand that our murder rate over the last 4 to 5 years is up 33%, from about 84 murders to about 112 murders last year. And a lot of those murders, the increase is based on gangs. City Hall won't tell you about it, I just did. We've got to work together on that issue.
Where will you go to get past 22,000 to get to the 40,000 or so that you'll need?
Well, I'm not gonna say it's proprietary. But I have a core. But I have a core of 25,000 votes. I'm going to build on that. We're going to run a citywide campaign to appeal to as many voters, including new voters, and to make sure that we can deal with that issue. The issue of gangs, economic development are related. That's what I'm going to do. Thank you.
Kwanzaa, I think you know the rules by now.
I'm going to stand up and try to move. Number one, Council District 2 has turned out more votes in the last mayor presidential race than any other district in our city. 23,000 votes, Mayor. And that's really a testament to the great energy that's happening in the heart of the city. I'm also from Southwest Atlanta. So I have a base where I grew up, in the heart of 10 and 11. Those are the highest turnout, Councilman Martin's district and Councilmember Bottom's district. I also have delivered for many of you in Buckhead. On the north side of town, you know the hard work I've done, so I think I have a base here as well. Council District 2 has about 30% LGBT. That's another base that I can count on. I've run three times in this district as a council member. The first time I had opposition, it was two white men. The district was 50% black and white. Now the district is 27% African American at best, probably more like 20%. And I've run with no opposition since this 2009, 2013, no opposition. What does that say about my ability to connect with a broad base of people and build a huge coalition that touches every part of our city? I think I'm the candidate who can do that. Thank you.
Well, the first thing I'm gonna have to do is have a thick skin. I've been on the ballot six times citywide, two in contested runoffs. I know how to win, number one. I'm going to have to increase my vote count from about 30,000 to about 40, 42, 43,000 voters. I'm going to do that because I'm going to deliver a very strong message and a vision for this city and her future. I'm going to do it because I'm going to bring together a very strong organization, and we're going to have the resources to fuel that organization and hit the ground running. I know this city. I love this city dearly. I didn't just move here. I'm not going to need a manual. I'm not going to need a translator. And I'm not going to need a map to find my way around.
I've served this city for 26 years. I have been involved in issues across this town, both as an advocate for the community and as a city council member. As you all know, I have run not once, not twice, not three times, but four times citywide. I have won three of those races. We all remember 09 when I had over 40,000 votes and lost by 714 votes. That Mary Norwood constituency is there because they know I care about the issues that matter to them. I have worked in communities all across this city and am doing it right now. Right now, we have our ground game established. We have representatives in over two-thirds of the neighborhoods right now actively on the streets. You will see a ground game like nothing else because the people know when you care. They have seen me for 25 years. They have seen the determination, the commitment, the work ethic, and the heart to put them and their quality of life first.
All right, Mayor Marcel, I'm going to be the one to listen again. I'm going to run some numbers. 72% of people didn't vote in 2009 in the city of Atlanta. 72% of registered voters didn't vote. 91,000 senior citizens who are registered voters in the city of Atlanta. 65,000 millennials. The average age of a voter in the city of Atlanta is 35. The average age of a resident in the city of Atlanta is 33.5. You know, what we've got to do and what the political climate tells us, one is that we've only elected one city council member in the last two decades to become mayor. One city council member. So those votes don't always translate. Secondly, we've only elected two mayors who were city council members since 1974. So I think that's critically important. I think when we look at the political climate, when we look at what people are asking for, what people are marching for, Atlanta can be an example for the country. And I'm going to take that case to voters. I'm going to take that case to millennials and seniors in the business community and let folks know that I'm the right person for this job right now to make Atlanta an example for the country. Thank you.
85,000 people will come out to vote in the next election. It's been a very consistent number over the years. We may break through that because this has been an extraordinary election year and people are angry and they want to see change. There's about this many other people that have qualified to run committees, and we are going to be slicing and dicing this vote up in many, many different ways. My guess is what you'll see is three or four of us will be fighting over to see who gets the last little numbers to get them into the runoff, and then it's turn around and see how you get your base plus the base of some others back out a month later to win the election. I've done that two times. I ran for District 6 against a 20-year incumbent and four other candidates, one in the runoff. I won city council president and probably with six other candidates and beat Michael Julian Bond in his own district despite being relatively unknown. And I can do it again because I know where my votes are, I know how to get them out, and I will be able to run to the runoff and then win the runoff.
Thank you.
I will take a prerogative as chairman to ask a third question that you didn't know was coming. It's a yes or no question. It won't tax our time. But if you are elected mayor of Atlanta this year, will you commit now to be the keynote speaker for the Buckhead Coalition at next January's meeting? Peter?
Well, let me think about that. Yes, of course. I would be honored.
All right. You're committed.
Yes.
Settleton? Absolutely.
Kwanzaa?
Yes, thank you. Of course.
I'd be delighted.
Yes, it'd be my pleasure.
Happy to do it.
See how easy it was to plan? thank you very much. I think all of you can now applaud this. You can say that Atlanta's in good shape. We've got a good group of people who are qualified to run for mayor. And thank you. Exit through the Paces room, get your gift bag. Thank you. Thank you. It was unbelievable. We have eight speakers. Thank you very much.
Program set for next year.
Yeah, makes it easy.